Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear viewers, today we begin the 14th topic of this saga of revisiting the transmission and collection history of the Quran. This 14th topic relates to the variation found in these Usmanic copies. As you might have be aware of, and I've also discussed this in some of my previous talks, that it is alleged that Usman radiallahu anhu in his own times sent various copies of the Quran that he had copied in his own times to various parts of his territories. And amongst them we find Kufa, Basra, Makkah, Medina and Syria to be the areas where he sent these copies. And he also kept one of them with his own self, and that was called the Imam. And it is said that these copies were sent by him to various areas. As I specified, these were the areas. Now, it is also specified in Muslim sources, in particular Kitab al-Masahif of Ibn Abi Dawud, that these copies had variations. Now, one would expect copies to be true copies of the original if he was having them copied, making copies, then of course these should reflect exactly what the original was. But apparently it seems that I have counted in my own research that there were at least 60 places in which these copies were differed from one another, as is reflected by various sources. Now, Tamanna Imadi has pointed out these variations in his Jamul Quran, and he has relied almost entirely on Kitab al-Masahif. And not only are they not very comprehensive, but they also contain some errors. This is because of the fact that the other sources besides Kitab al-Masahif also mention these variations. Thus, for example, we have Abu Ubaid's Fazail al-Quran, and we also have the Al-Muqni of Ad-Dani. So they also mention these variations. And so first we need to have a very comprehensive view of these variations. And then, as our format is, we will discuss the questions which arise on the texts which depict these variations, and also later on their chains of narrations. Now, the books that I have already referred to you before are the three main books which reflect these variations. The first of them is Fazail al-Quran, and that shall be abbreviated by the word FD in the charts in which I'm going to present before you these variations. And after the abbreviation, the numerals, the 1, 2, 3, will depict the series of the narratives which are found in a particular book. So FD1 would mean the first narrative of Fazail al-Quran. The second abbreviation I'll be using is MA, which is for Kitab al-Masahif. And again, MA1, MA2 would reflect the serials of the narratives found in the Kitab al-Masahif. And finally, I'll also be using the abbreviation of MQ, which would be for Al-Muqni of Ad-Dani. And the serials after MQ would depict the series or the serial number of the narratives found in the Al-Muqni of Ad-Dani. And later on, as I said, we will also see the isnads which reflect these variations found in these three books. I would also like to point out that one of the sources, which is MA16, speaks of an imam of Hijaz and Iraq, while many speak of the Masahif and reading of the people of Hijaz and Iraq, and we shall see that later on. I have not included MA4 and MA7 in my discussion. They will not be reflected in the chart because they do not relate to the variations in the Usmanic copies, and the texts of these narratives, although, will be discussed later. So this is a basic preview of my talk, in which I will now start to present these variations. And as I said earlier on, I counted 60 of these variations in these copies, and I shall now present before you the comprehensive list of these variations and attribute them to either of these books the way they are presented in them. So first and foremost, as you can see on the chart being displayed before you, is the variation in which we have Ausa biha Ibrahim, which is the 132nd verse of Surah Baqarah, and in parallel to that we have Wassa biha Ibrahim. So in Medina, the Mus'haf of Medina, and Syria and Hijaz, as you can see, are the ones which say Ausa biha Ibrahim. On the other hand, Wassa biha Ibrahim is the parallel or the variation in this particular reading, and they are found in Usman's Mus'haf, in the Kufa and in Basra, in the Mus'haf of Iraq. And then again we have MQ1 saying that all except Medina and Syria have Wassa biha. So as you can see the chart being displayed before you, not only they represent the the cities, but the brackets after these cities and the numbering also depict the narrative, the one which is found in a particular book, and the number which says that particular serial in that particular book. Thus, for example, if FT1, MA1, MA2, MA9, 11, 12, and MA14, all these are the ones which say that the Medinan Codex had Wawsa Biha Ibrahim. Similarly, MQ1, MQ2A, MQ2B, and they also say that the Medinan Codex had Wawsa Biha Ibrahim. Now, MA12, MA13, MA16, and MQ1, they say that the Syrian Codex had Wawsa Biha Ibrahim, and the MA16 also has Hejaz. And I also need to clarify that at times the codices of Hejaz and Iraq are mentioned without the specification whether Hejaz relates to both Makkah or Medina and whether Iraq relates to both Kufa and Basra. We just have the names Hejaz and we just have the names Iraq in certain instances, and that we shall see later on. So parallel to that, Wawsa Biha, as you can see from the chart being displayed before you, MA1, MA2, MA5, MA11 and MAQ depict the fact that Usman's Mus'haf had Wawsa Biha. And MA9 says that the Kufan and the Basran copies had this Wawsa Biha. And similarly, FT1, MA12, MA14, MA16 and MQ2A say that the Iraqi codex also had Wawsa Biha. And we have MQ1 saying that all except Medina and Syria had Wawsa Biha. So this is a summary of the first difference in this regard. Now let's move on to the second difference. The second difference is Sari'ula Maghfirati Min Rabbikum. This is the 133rd verse of Surah Ali Imran. And you can see in parallel the addition of a Vav, and the other codices have Wasari'ula Maghfirati Min Rabbikum. So one set has Sari'ula Maghfirati Min Rabbikum, and the other set has Wasari'u ila maghfirati min rabbikum. As far as the former is concerned, Sari'u ila maghfirati min rabbikum, you can see that the Mus'haf of Medina had this reading, and this is specified by FT1, MA1, MA2, MA9, MA11, 12, 14, then MQ1, MQ2A, MQ2B. And we also find that FD2, MA12, MA13, MA16, MQ1 and MQ4 specifying that the Syrian codex also had Sari'ula Maghfirati Min Rabbikum. And then we have MA16 specifying the fact that Hijazi codex had Sari'ula Maghfirati Min Rabbikum. Parallel to that, we have said Wasari'ula Maghfirati Min Rabbikum. And MA1, MA2 and MA11 specify that Utsman's codex had Wasari'u. And then we have MA9 saying that the Kufan and the Basran codices also had Wasari'u. Then we have FT1, FT2, MA12, MA14, MA16, and MQ2A specifying that the Iraqi codex had Wasari'u. And then we have MQ1 saying that all except Medinan and the Syrian codices had Wasari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. It is important to note these narratives, the way they are depicted with these variations, because as we shall see later on, there are a number of contradictions also, which can clearly be gauged if you just view how the same narratives at times or different narratives depict readings which contradict one another regarding a specific place. For example, Syria or Kufa or Basra, different narratives might be having different information. So this is important to gauge the fact that these particular narratives which are enlisted before you in their abbreviated form actually are meant to focus your attention on the fact that how deeply rooted these variations are. Now we come to the third variation. The third variation is found in Surah Maidah, in the 53rd verse. As you can see, it is being displayed before you. The words here are يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and the parallel category is وَيَقُولُ. So again here we find the difference between the two variations being a Vav. So as far as the first is concerned, we find that FT1, MA1, MA2, MA11, MA12, MA14, MQ1, MQ2A, MQ2B say that the words were in the Medinan Codex were Yaqulul Lazina Amanu. Similarly, FD2, MA12, MA13, MA16, MQ1 and MQ4 say that Yaqulul Lazina Amanu were also found in the Syrian Codex. MA16 says the Hijazi Codex also had this, and MQ1 says the Meccan Codex also had this. Now, parallel to that, we have MA1, MA2, and MA11 saying that Usman Skoury, on the other hand, had وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Now, FT1, FT2, MA12, MA14, MA16, and MQ2A, they say that the Iraqi codex had وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Now, as far as MQ1 is concerned, it says that the Kufan and the Basran codices had وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So this is how this variation is disputed in various narratives. Next, we come to the fourth variation, and this is also found in Surah Maida, and this time we have the 54th verse of Surah Maida, and the words are مَنْ يَرْتَدِدْ in one category, and the other is مَنْ يَرْتَدْ. So as far as مَنْ يَرْتَدِدْ category is concerned, FT1, MA1, MA2, MA9, MA11, MA12, MA14, MQ1, MQ2A, and MQ2B, they say that the Medinan codice codex had مَنْ يَرْتَدِدْ, and FD2, MA12, MA13, MA16, MQ1, and MQ4 say that the Syrian codex also had this reading, and MA16 says that the Hijazi codex had this reading, and MQ1F says that Usman's Musaf also had this reading. The other category, as I said, is the opposite category, which says that the words actually were مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ, and MA1, MA2, and MA11 say that Usman's codex had this reading. MA9 says that the Kufan and the Basran codices had مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ. FT1, FT2, MA12, MA14, MA16, MQ2A say that the Iraqi codex had مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ. And then we have MQ1 signifying that all except the Medinan and the Syrian codices had مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ. Next, we move on to the fifth variation. The fifth variation is found in the 63rd verse of Surah An'am, and the words of one category are لَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا, and the other category are لَإِنْ أَنْجَانَا. So you can see this is a clear case of variation. As far as the former is concerned, we find that MA9 and MA19 say that the Medinan and the Basran codices had لَإِنْ جَيْتَنَا. Similarly, MA18, FT3, and MQ5 say that the Basran codex had لَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا. And then we have MQ1 saying that all except the Kufan codices had لَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا. The other category is لَإِنْ أَنْجَانَا. We find that FT3, MA9, MA18, MA19, MQ1 and MQ5 signifying that لَإِنْ جَانَا was found in the Kufan codex. Now we come to the sixth variation in this regard, and as you can see, it is being displayed before you. This is found in Surah Tawbah, which is the ninth surah, and the 107th verse. And the words of one category are الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا, and the opposite side, the other category, we have the addition of a vav before الَّذِينَ, and we have وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا. Now, as far as the first of these categories is concerned, we find that FT1, MA1, MA2, MA9, MA11, MA12, MA14, MQ1, MQ2A, and MQ2B signify the fact that these were the words found in the Medinan codex. And we have FD2, MA12, MA13, MA16, MQ1, and MQ4 specify that the Syrian codex had these words, while MA16 says that the Hijazi codex had these words. And the other category in which we have the addition of Vav, we find that MA1, MA2, and MA11 saying that Usman's codex had these words, and then we have MA9 saying that the Kufan and the Basran codices had these words. And we have the Iraqi codex also being represented here, and this is specified by FT1, FT2, MA12, MA14, MA16, and MQ2A. And we then have MQ1 saying that all except Medinan and the Syrian codices had these words, which are, of course, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا. Next, viewers, we move on to the seventh variation. This variation is found in the 36th verse of Surah Kahf, which is the 18th surah. So the words are خَيْرًا مِنْهُمَا مُنْقَلِبًا. خَيْرًا مِنْهُمَا مُنْقَلِبًا. And we find FT1, MA1, MA2, MA9, 11, 12, 14, and MQ1, MQ2A, and MQ2B specify that خَيْرًا مِنْهُمَا مُنْقَلِبًا are the words found in the Medinan codex. We have FT2, MA12, MA13, 16, MQ1 and MQ4 signifying that the Syrian codex had these words, and we have MA16 referring to the Hijazi codex in this regard, and MQ1 referring to the Meccan codex. On the other hand, the variation found in the other category is khayram minha munqalaban. So the minhuma found in the first category here is minha. And these are found according to MA1, MA2, and MA11 in Usman's codex, according to MA9 in the Kufan and the Bazrin codex, and according to FT1, FT2, MA12, MA14, and 16, and then MQ1 and MQ2A in the Iraqi codex. Next, we move on to the 8th variation, and here this variation consists of again another letter. So we have the 26th surah of the Quran, and the 217th verse of the surah has the words fatawakkal, and the other category has a vav instead of a fa, so we have watawakkal. So this is the variation found in these in this categories in the, of reading. So as far as the first is concerned, fatawakkal, we find FT1, MA1, MA2, MA9, 11, 12, 14, and then MQ1, MQ2A, and MQ2B, specifying that the Medinan codex had these words. And then FT2, MA12, MA13, MA16, and MQ1 and MQ4, signifying that the Syrian codex also had these words. And then MA16 saying that the Hijazi codex also had these words. And on the other hand, the second variation, or the variation of this, is the watawakkal, as I just said. Now, according to MA1, MA2, and MA11, this was what was found in Usman's codex. And according to MA9, this was what was found in the Kufan and the Basran codex. And according to FT1, FT2, MA12, MA14, MA16, MQ2A, this was the reading of the Basran, of the Iraqi codex. And then we have MQ1 saying that all except the Medinan and the Syrian codex had these words, watawakkal. Next, we move on to the 9th variation, viewers. And this variation is found in the 40th surah, and this is verse 26. And it says, وَأَنْ يُزْهِرَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The variation here is that instead of وَأَنْ يُزْهِرَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, we have أَوْ أَنْ يُزْهِرَ in the other category. So as far as the first one is concerned, we find FT1, MA1, MA2, MA9, 11, 12, and 14, and then MQ2A, MQ2B signifying that these were the words of the Medinan Codex. And then we have FT2, MA12, MA13, and MA16, and MQ4 signifying that the Syrian Codex also had these words, and then MA16 signifying that the Hijazi Codex had these words as well. Now, we have MQ1 and MQ1 subcategory I saying that all except Usman's Mus'haf and the Kufan Mus'haf had these words. Now, the opposite category or the variation is, as you would remember, is أَوْ أَنْ يُزْهِرَ. And as you can see, it has been displayed before you. So here we have MA1, MA2, MA11, MQ1I specifying that Usman's Mus'haf had these words. And then we have MA9 specifying that Kufa and the Basra, both these codices had these words. And we have FT1, MA12, 14 and 16. And then MQ2A specifying that the Iraqi codex had these words, and we have MQ1 saying that the Kufan codex had these words. We next move on to the 10th category, viewers, and this is found in the 42nd surah of the Quran, and verse 30. The words are "Wama asabakum min musibatin bima kasabat." So, the variation here is with bima. We have fabima. So, "Wama asabakum min musibatin." Fabima kasabat is the other variation. So as far as the first one is concerned, FT1, MA1, MA2, MA9, MA11, MA12, MA14, MQ1, MQ2A, and MQ2B specify that the Medinan codex had these words. And FD2, MA12, MA13, MA16, MQ1, and MQ4 specify that the Syrian codex had these words. And MA16 says that the Hijazi codex had these words. And the variation which was Fabima Kasabat, now this is specified by MA1, MA2, and MA11 that Usman's Mus'haf also had these words. And then we have MA9 specifying that the Kufan and the Basran codices having these words. And then we have FT1, FT2, MA12, MA14, MA16, and MQ2A specifying that the Iraqi codex had these words. And then we have MQ1 saying that all except the Medinan and the Syrian codices had these words. Now we move on to the 11th variation. And the 11th variation is found in the 43rd surah of the Quran, and verse is 71. So the one of category says the words were fiha ma tashtahihil anfus, and the variant in this regard is ma tashtahil anfus. So the ha is not found in the second variation, and as you can see, it is being displayed. Now, as far as the first of them is concerned, we find that FT1, MA1, MA2, MA9, MA11, MA12, MA14, MQ1, MQ2A, MQ2B specifying that the Medinan Codex had these words, and we have MA12, MA13, MA16, and MQ1 saying that the Syrian Codex had these words, and when we have MA16 saying that the Hijazi Codex had these words, and we have MQ1K specifying that Usman's Mus'haf also had these words. Now, I would also like to point out the opposite category, which is the Ma Tashtahil Anfus. And here we find that MA1 and MA2, MA11 and MQ6 signifying that Usman's Mus'haf had these words. And we have MA9 saying that the Kufan and the Basran codices had these words. And we have FT1, MA12, MA14, 16, and MQ2A signifying that the Iraqi codex had these words. And then we have MQ1 saying that all except the Medinan and the Syrian codices had these words. We move on to the 12th variation now. And this 12th variation is that in the 57th surah, which is Surah Hadid, the words are فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. The opposite side we have فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ, which means that the word huwa has been added in this variation. Now, as far as the first reading is concerned, it is specified by FT1, MA1, MA2, MA9, MA11, 12, 14, and MQ1, MQ2A, and MQ2B that the Medinan Codex had these words. And we have FD2, MA12, MA13, 16, and MQ1 and MQ4 specifying that the Syrian Codex also had these words. And we also find that MA16 telling us that the Hijazi Codex also had these words. On the other hand, the other category, we find MA1, MA2, and 11, and then MQ6 signifying that the Medinan Codex had, in fact, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. And then we have MA9 saying that the Kufan and the Basran codices also had this addition. And then we have FT1, FT2, MA12, MA14, MA16, and MQ2A specifying that the Kufan and that the Iraqi codex had these words. And then we have MQ1 saying that all except the Syrian and the Medinan codices had these words. Now, as far as the 13th variation is concerned, it is regarding the 90. In the first surah, which is Surah Shams, and the 15th verse. And the words are فَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا. And on the opposite side, we do not have a fa. We have وَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا. Instead of a fa, we have a wa. So the فَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا is replaced by وَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا. So as far as فَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا is concerned, we find FT1, MA1, MA2, MA9, MA11, MA12, MA14, MQ1, MQ2A, and MQ2B signifying that the Medinan Codex had the words فَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا. On the other hand, we find FD2, MA12, MA13, and MA16, as well as MQ1 and MQ4 signifying that the Syrian Codex also had these words, and we have MA16 saying that the Hijazi Codex also had these words. Now, as far as وَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا is concerned, which is the other variant, we find that MA1, MA2, MA11, and MQ6 signifying that Usman's Mus'haf had these words, and we find MA9 saying that the Kufan and the Basran codices had these words, and we have FT1, FT2, MA12, MA14, MA16, MQ2A signifying that the Iraqi codex also had these words, and then we have MQ1 saying that all except the Medinan and the Syrian codices had these words, which obviously mean وَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا. Now, viewers, we move on to the 14th variation, and this is found in the 21st surah of the Quran, and verse is verse number 4. So here, one variant is قُلْ رَبِّي يَعْلَمُ, and the other variant is قَالَ رَبِّي يَعْلَمُ. So one is قُلْ, and the other is قَالَ. So as far as the first one is concerned, we find MA9 and MA19 signifying that the Medinan and the Syrian Basran copies, which were sent to these areas, they had these words. And on the other hand, we find FD3, MA18, and the MQ5 saying that the Basran codex had these words, which was sent to Basra. And we have MQ1 saying that all except Kufa had these words. And the opposite to that, we find that FD3, MA9, MA18, MA19, MQ1, and MQ5 signifying that Qala Rabbi Ya'lamu were the words found in the Kufan codex. The 15th variation in this regard is regarding Kul Innama Ad'u Rabbi, and the opposite side is Qala Innama Ad'u Rabbi. So again here the variation is between Qul and Qala. So as far as the first of them is concerned, no city is specified. MA9 and MA19 just mention that these were the readings which were read from one another. It is stated that each differed from the other in this, and it is not specified that which are the cities which are mentioned here. And same is the case with its variation, which is Qala, Qul and Qala, both. So as far as the Qala is concerned, we find MA9 and MA19, both those narratives speak of Qala and Qul, and they just tell us that the people differed in these words, in verses, without specifying which city said which of these words. So I've just tabulated it before you so that it can come before you for record. Now, as far as the 16th variation is concerned, this is found in three letters. And these three letters actually are found in the 85th, 87th, and 89th verses of Surah Mu'minun. And in the first of them, the word is Allah. The word is Lillah, Lillah, and Dillah. Actually, there is this variation found. And the opposite side is that in the verse 85th, we find Lillah, but in verse 87, we find Allah. And in verse 89, we also find Allah. So actually, the comparison is between Lillah, Lillah, and Lillah. And opposite that, we have Lillah, Allah, and Allah in these three verses. Now, as far as the first of them is concerned, we find that MA3 and MQ1G say that Usman's Mus'haf had these. And then we have MA9 and MA19 saying that the Medinan and the Kufan codices had these variations. And then we have MA18 signifying slightly differently that the variation was Lillah, Allah, Lillah. As far as the Kufan codex is concerned, we find MA14 saying that this was a variation found in the Medinan codex. We find MA16 saying that this was found in the Syrian and the Hijazi codex. We have FD2 and MQ4 saying that the Syrian codex had these words. And then we have MQ1 saying that all except the Basran codex had these words. On the other hand, as I said earlier on, that the variation is between Lillah, Allah, and Allah. Actually, the variation is between the word Allah, either with Lillah or with Allah. So in this particular case, we find MA9, MA19, and MQ1 saying that the Basran codex had these variations. And MA14, MA16, and FD2 saying that the Iraqi codex had these variations. As far as the 17th variation is concerned, this is found in the 15th verse of Surah 46 with Surah Ahqaf. And one of the variant is وَوَسَّيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. And the opposite variant is وَوَسَّيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. So the variation is between Ihsana and Husna. So the first of them is found in the Kufan codex as per FD3, MA9, MA18, MQ1, and MQ5. And as per MA19, the Kufan and the Basran codexes both had these words. But the other side, which says وَسَيْنْ لِنْسَانَ بِوَالَدَيْهِ حُسْنَ, the other variant, now this is specified that the Medinan and the Basran codices had these words as per MA9 and MA19. Well, we have FD3, MA18, and MQ5 specifying that the Basran codex had these words. And then we have MQ1 saying that all except the Kufan codices had these words, which are وَسَيْنْ لِنْسَانَ بِوَالَدَيْهِ حُسْنَ. Now, this is as far as the 17th variation is concerned. Now, as far as the 18th variation is concerned, viewers, we have Surah Yasin. And the 35th verse of Surah Yasin, the words are وَمَا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ in one case, and the other are وَمَا عَمِلَتْ هُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. So the who is added in one of the categories. Now, as far as the first one is concerned, which is وَمَا عَمِلَتْ, we find MA9, MA18, MA19, and MQ1 specifying that the Kufan codex had these words. And on the other hand, we find MA9 and MA19 saying that the Madinan and the Basran codex had the words وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. And we also have MNI 18 saying that the Basran Codex had these words. And we have MQ1 saying that all except the Kufan Codex had the words, وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Viewers, now we come to the 19th variation. As far as the 19th variation is concerned, this is found in Surah Muhammad, the 47th Surah, and verse is 18. So here the words are, فَهَلْ يَنْزُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَنْ تَأْتِيهِمْ بَغْتَةً. And on the other hand, the variation is actually in antatiyahum baghta. So one is antatihim baghtatan, and the other one is antatiyahum baghtatan. Now the first one is found according to the MA9, MA20, and MQ1L to be Makkan and the Kufan codices having these words, and we have MA19 saying that the Kufan codex had these words. Now, on the other hand, MA9 and MA19 say that the Madinan and the Basran codices, on the other hand, had antatiyahum. So the variation is specified. Now, as far as the 20th variation is concerned, we find this is in the 13th surah of the Quran, and this is verse 42. And وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكَافِرِ is one place, which one variant, and the other variant was وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكُفَّارِ, which is the other variant. Now, as far as the Sayyalam al-Kafir is concerned, we have MA14 signifying that the Madinan Codex had these words. And as far as the other variation is concerned, which is Sayyalam al-Kuffar, we have MA14 signifying also that the Iraqi Codex had these words. Now, we move on to the 21st variation. And this is وَبِالزُّبُرِ وَالْبِالْكِتَابِ. And this is in this 184th verse of the third surah, which is Surah Ali Imran. Now here we find MA16 specifying that Syrian and the Hijazi codices had these words. On the other hand, we have FD2, MQ1, MQ1A, MQ1B, and MQ4 signifying that the Syrian codex had these words. Parallel to that, we have the other reading is that there is the ba is not present with Zubur. So the words are Wazubur wal Kitab. The first variation had وَبِالزُّبَرْ وَبِالْكِتَابِ. The other variation is that the ba is not present in both of these words, both of these nouns. So the words are وَالزُّبُرِ وَالْكِتَابِ. And this, viewers, is the case with the Iraqi codex as per MA16 and FD2. The Syrian codex also as per MQ1C and MQ1D. MQ1D also specifies that there is one وَبِالزُّبَرْ also present. Now, we move on to the 22nd category, viewers, and this is found in Surah Nisa, which is the 4th surah and the 66th verse. And this says, مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. However, the opposite side says, or the opposite reading says, مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. So there is a difference in declension. The first is declined in the accusative, قَلِيلًا, and the second is declined in the nominative, which is قَلِيلٌ. The first one is the Syrian codex, as per FD2, MA16, MQ1, and MQ4. And the second one is in the Iraqi codex as per MA16 and FD2. However, MQ1 says that all except the Syrian codex had these words. The 23rd variation in this regard is found in Surah Anam, and this is the 137th verse. And the words are, زُيِّنَ لِكَسِيرٍ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَتْلُ أَوْلَادَهُمْ شُرَكَائِهِمْ. And the opposite is زَيِّنَ لِكَسِيرٍ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِقِينَ قَتْلَ أَوْلَادِهِمْ شُرَكَاءُهُمْ. So you can see clearly a difference in the declensions. Now the first of them is found in the Syrian and the Hijazi codex as per MA16 and FD2 and MQ1 and MQ4, that this is found in the Syrian codex. And the other variant is specified by MA16 and FD2 to be found in the Iraqi codices. And in the Codex of Iraq, and MQ1 says that all except the Syrian Codex had these words. This is what MQ1 says. We next move on to the 24th variation, and this is found in the 7th Surah of the Quran, which is Surah Araf, and here the 141st verse is under consideration. So the words are, وَإِذْ أَنْجَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ, and the variant is, وَإِذْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ. Now the first of them is found in the codices of Syria and Hijaz as per MA16, and FD2, MQ1, and MQ4 say that Syrian codex also had these words. And as far as is Anjainakum is concerned, we find MA16 saying that the Iraqi codex had these words, and MQ1 saying that all except the Syrian codex had these words. The 25th variation in this regard is found also in Surah Araf, and this time the verse is 195. So the words are Summa kiduni fala tunzirun. And here you can see in the opposite reading, the words are Summa kiduni, and the difference being that the ya at the end of the of noon has been dropped in the second case. Now, as far as the first of them is concerned, we find MA16 signifying that the Syrian and Hijazi codices had this, and MQ7 and MQ8 saying that the Syrian codex had this. On the other hand, we say MA16 saying that the dropped ya, Summa kiduni, is found in the Iraqi codex. The 26th variation used in this regard is Ma kana lin nabiyyi, and this is found in the 67th verse of Surah Anfal, which is the 8th surah. And the opposite or the variant in this regard is Ma kana lin nabiyyin. So in the first case it was Ma kana lin nabiyyi, and in the second case it's Ma kana lin nabiyyin. The first is signified by MA15 and 16 to belong to the Syrian codex, as well as to, by MQ7 and MQ8. Whereas the Ma kana lin nabiyyin variation is found according to the MA16 in the Iraqi codex. The 27th variation, viewers, is Huwallazi yunshirukum fil barri wal bahr, and this is found in the 22nd verse of Surah Yunus, which is the 10th surah. And this is found as per FD2, MA16, MQ1 and MQ4 in the Syrian codex. As far as the variation is concerned, that is Huwallazi yusayyirukum. So yunshirukum has been changed to yusayyirukum. And this, according to MA16 and FD2, is the case with the Iraqi codex. And MQ1 says that all except the Syrian codex had these words. Here we move on to the 28th variation. And this is kanuhum ashadda minkum. Here we find that the pronoun is changed. And the other variant is kanuhum ashadda minhum. So the first had minkum, and this has minhum. The first one, according to MA16, was the case with the Syrian and the Hijazi codices. And FD2, MQ1, and MQ4 says that this was the case with the Syrian codex. The other variation is found in the Iraqi codex as per MA16 and FD2. And MQ1 says that all except the Syrian codex had kanuhum ashadda minhum. The 29th variation we use in this regard is Walhabbu Zal'asf, which is the 12th verse of Surah Rahman. And in the opposite variant we have, or the other variant we have, Walhabbu Zul'asf. And this is the difference between Zal'asf and Zul'asf. So the first is found according to MA16 in the Syrian and the Hijazi codex. And the FT2 and MQ1 and MQ4 say that the Syrian copy that was sent to Syria has these words. The other variant, which is Walhabbu Zul'asf, according to MA16, Iraqi codex had this. And then we have MQ1 saying that all except the Syrian codex had this. And we have MQ1M saying that that Usman's codex also had this. Now, as far as the 30th variation is concerned, viewers, we find, again, this is the last verse of Surah Rahman, which is the 78th verse of the 55th surah, which is Surah Rahman. The words are Tabarakasmu Rabbika Zul Jalali Wal Ikram. But the variant says Zil Jalali. So the difference is between Zul Jalal and Zil Jalal. MA16 says that the first one belonged to the Syrian and the Hijazi codex. FD2 and MQ1 and MQ4 say again that this belonged to the Syrian codex. As far as Zilzilal is concerned, MA16 and FD2 say that this belonged to the Iraqi codex. And MQ1 says that that all except the Syrian codex had this Zilzilali wal Ikram. Now, as far as the 31st variation is concerned, this is found in Surah Hadid, and the verse is verse number 10. And the first variant is wa kullun wa'adallahul husna, and the variant is wa kullan wa'adallahul husna, as you can see being displayed before you. So MA16 and MQ1, MA16 say that the Syrian and Hijazi copies had this, and MQ1 say that the Syrian codex had this. The wa kullan wa'adallahul husna, this is specified that by MA16 that the Iraqi codex had this, and MQ1 says that all except the Syrian codex had this. Now, the 32nd variation in this regard is that فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, which is the 4th surah, and the verse is 171. In other words, Surah Nisa is under consideration. So, here the words are فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. However, The other variant in this regard is that فَآمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. So there's a difference between a singular and a plural noun. The first had Rasul, the second has Rusul. As far as the first is concerned, MA18 says that this was the case with the Meccan Codex, and MA18 also says that the variant, which is Rusul, was found in the Bazarin Codex. The 33rd variation in this regard, viewers, is found in Surah Tawbah, and this is the 9th surah, and the verse is 100. So the words here are Tajri min tahtihal anhar. So in the variant, we do not have a min, and the words are Tajri tahtihal anhar. And this is the first is found according to MA18, MQ1, and MQ3 in the Meccan Codex. And the second is found in the Bazarin Codex according to MA18. And MQ1 also says that all except the Meccan Codices had Tajri tahtihal anhar. As far as the 34th variation is concerned, we have the words Waljari Zal Qurba Waljari Al Junub, which is the 36th verse of the 4th surah, which is Surah Nisa. The variant in this regard is Waljari Zil Qurba Waljari Al Junub. So the difference is between Zal Qurba and Zil Qurba, as you can see on the screen. MA9 and MQ1E says that some copies of Kufa had these words. And MA19 says that the Kufan Codex had these words, which is the Zil Qurba. Hamza Zayyat, according to MA10, also has this view, and we know Hamza is one of the 7 famous reciters of the Quran. As far as the 35th variation is concerned, viewers, this is Qala Kam Labistum, and again, here the difference is Qul Kam Labistum. So again, as we have seen before, the variation is between Qala and Qul. So Qala in Qulk, you can clearly see, is the difference. And as far as the Qala variation is concerned, which is found in Surah Mu'minun, and 112th verse is the verse which is being discussed, we find MQ5 and FD3 specifying that the Bazarin Codex had this. In two narratives, MA9 and MA19, we do not have any city specified. And MQ1 says that all except the Kufan Codex had these words. And MQ1H saying that all except the Meccan Codex had these words. On the other side, the Kul Kam Labistum variant, we find that FD3, MQ1, MQ5 saying that the Kufan Codex had these words. And viewers, we have MA9 and MA19 telling us again that Kul Kam Labistum were the words, but again, the city is not specified. The 36th variation, viewers, in this regard is regarding Kala In Labistum and Kul In Labistum. Again, it's exactly the same. The difference only is that this is the 114th verse. The previous one was the 112th verse. The words are slightly different, but the difference or the variation is again the same between Qala and Kul. So as far as the Qala variant is concerned, we find FD3 and MQ5 specifying that the Bazarin Codex had this. And MQ1 saying that all except the Kufan Codex had this. And MQ1H saying that Mecca had the Meccan Codex had these words. On the other hand, you find FD3, MQ1, and MQ5 specifying that the Kul variant is actually found in the Kufan Codex. Now, as far as the 37th variation is concerned, viewers, we find this is found in Surah Bani Israel, which is the 17th surah, and the number is 93. The verse number is 93. And here again, unexpectedly, or maybe even expectedly, we have again the same variation between Qala and Kul. And Qala Subhana Rabbi is the one variant, and Qul Subhana Rabbi is the other variant. And as far as MA9 and MA19 are concerned, they say that Qala was a variant, but they don't specify the city. FD2, MQ1, and MQ4 specify Syria. MQ1 and MQ3 specify Mecca, the Meccan Codex, and MA18 specify the Kufan Codex. Now, the Kul variant, again, MA19 and MA9 do not specify which city exactly said Kul, but MQ1 says that all except the Syrian and the Meccan Codices had these words, and MA18 says that the Bazarin Codex had these words, and FD2 says that the Iraqi Codex had these words. As far as the 38th variation is concerned, viewers, here again we come across with exactly the same situation in which the difference is between Qala and Kul. So Qala Rabbihkum Bilhaq is the variant, and this is found in the 21st surah, which is Surah Anbiya, and the verse is 112. So in the Kufan Codex, according to MA18, has these words, and the Kul variant, according to MA18, is found in the Bazarin Codex. Now the 39th variation in this regard is found in Surah Dahar, which is the 76th surah of the Quran, and verses are 15 and 16. And you can see it being displayed before you. The words are qawarira and qawarira, and the only difference is that the second qawarira does not have a alif with it. Now, as far as the first one is concerned, we find MA9 specifying that the Kufan and the Madian codices had this, and MA14 says that the Madian codex had this variant, and MA19 saying that the Kufan codex had these words. Now, on the other hand, the Qawarira, in which the alif is missing, the second alif, in the second Qawari, we do not have the alif. We find MA9 saying that the Basan codex had this, and MA19 as well. We find MA14 saying that the Iraqi codex had this. And then we have MA20 specifying that the Madinan codex had this. The 40th variation, viewers, is concerned is that we just have a single city single variation in this regard, and that is Walu'lua. And this is found in MA9 and MA19. As per MA9 and MA19 in the Basran Codex, and MA9 and MA19 also signify that the Madinan and the Kufan Codex also had these words. Now, as far as the 41st variation is concerned, viewers, we find very similar to the 39th one, in which the first one is in the 35th surah, and the verse is 33, and the words are Walu'lu'an, and the other one is Walu'lu', but we do not have an alif in the second variant. As far as the first one is concerned, we find MA9 signifying that the Madinan and the Kufan codex had this, and MA14 and MA19 saying that the Madinan codex had this, and MA18 saying that the Kufan codex had this. On the other hand, the variant Walu'lu is specified by MA9 and MA18 to be the Basran one, as well as MA19 also signifies this, and MA14 says that the Iraqi codex had this word, or this variation. Now, as far as the 42nd variation is concerned, viewers, this is found in the 43rd surah of the Quran, and which is surah Zukhruf, and the verse is 68. And here the words are, Ya ibadi la khawfun alaykum. And here the variant we can see is, Ya ibadi la khawfun alaykum. So the difference is between the Ya. In the first case, the Ya is there, but in the second case, you can see the Ya is being dropped after ibad. The first case is the situation which is found in the Madinan Codex as per MA14, MA20, and MQ1 and MQ1J. MA16 says the Syrian Codex has this, as well as MQ1. And MA16 and MQ1J say that the Hijazi Codex has these words. On the other hand, MA14, MQ1, and MA16 say that the Ya Ibadi La Khawfun Alaykum, in which there is no Ya, this is found in the Iraqi Codex. The 43rd variation of yours is again, regarding a missing addition of a letter. So in the first case, the words are قَالُ اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا, which is the 116th verse of Surah Baqarah. But parallel to that, we have وَقَالُ اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. The wa is added here. As far as the first one is concerned, we find MA16 having specifying that the Syrian and Hijazi codex had this, FD2, MQ1, and MQ4 signifying that the Syrian codex had this. The other variant, which is with the Wav, it is specified by MA16 and FD2 that the Iraqi codex had this. And MQ1 says that all except the Syrian codex had these words. Now, the other addition, the 44th variation that I'm going to discuss, is found in Surah Araf and verses 3. So the words here are قَلِيلًا مَا يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And the variant has Kalilama Tazakkarun. So the difference is between Yatazakkarun and Tazakkarun. So as far as the first of them is concerned, according to MA16, this is the case with the Syrian and the Hijazi codices. FD2 says that the Syrian codex had, in fact, Tatazakkarun. And then we have the fact that MQ1 and MQ4 signifying that the Syrian codex had the words Kalilamma Yatazakkarun. On the other hand, we find that MA16 and FD2 saying that Kalilamma Tazakkarun was the case with the Iraqi codex, and MQ1 saying that all except the Syrian codex had Kalilamma Tazakkarun. This is what MQ1 says. Now, the 45th variation in this regard is Ma Kunna Linahtadiya. And here you can see the second variant is Vama. So again, the difference is Ma and Vama. The addition is between Vav. The variant is between the presence of a Vav or the absence of a Vav. Now, this is again in Surah Araf, verse 43. As far as MA16 is concerned, it says that Syrian and the Hijazi codices had this. FD2, MQ1, and MQ4 say that the Syrian codices, the Syrian codex had these words. But the other one, the variant in which the waw is added, wama kunna, this is according to MS-16 and FD-2 found in the Iraqi codex. And MQ-1 says all except the Syrian codex had this. Now, as far as the 46th variation is concerned, viewers, we find again Surah Araf under consideration, and that is verse 75. And here the words are وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ. And again, the parallel variant does not have a vav, and it says قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ. So the first of this is specified by MS-16 to be the case with the Syrian in the Hijazi Codex. And FD-2, MQ-1 and MQ-4 say that this is the case for the Syrian Codex. As far as the other variant is concerned, in which the vav does not exist, MS-16 and FD-2 say that this is the case for the Iraqi Codex. And FD-2 says that this is the case for the Syrian Codex. And MQ-1 says that all except the Syrian Codex had these words. Now, as far as the 47th variation of viewers is concerned, we find that this is the case with Surah Kahf, and the verse is 95. So here the words are, Ma makkani fihi rabbi khair. The variant has, Ma makkanani. So the verse is Ma makkani, and the other is Ma makkanani fihi rabbi khair. So as far as the first of them is concerned, MS-17 says that this is the case with the Syrian and the Hijazi Codex, and MQ-1 says that all except the Meccan Codex had this. And the other variant was Ma Makkanani. We find that MS-17 signifying that the Iraqi Codex had this, and MQ-1 and MQ-3 signifying that the Meccan Codex had these words. Now, viewers, we move on to the 48th category in this regard, and I'm going to finish off very soon, inshallah. Thankful for you to bear with me, because these are the variations that we have to understand, were the variations which were found in the Iswanic copies, and unless we have a comprehensive list of these variations, we will not have a complete idea of the whole picture. Now, the 48th variation is Waladarul Akhira, which is the sixth surah, which is Surah Anam, and the verse is 32. In opposition, the variant here is Waladarul Akhira, so we have an Alif Lam added. But the first of these is, according to FD-2, MS-16, MQ-1, and MQ-4, to be found in the Syrian Codex. And the second is found, according to MS-16 and FD-12, in Iraqi Codex. And according to MQ-1, in all except the Syrian Codex. So all except the Syrian Codex has Waladdarul Akhira. Now, as far as the 49th variation is concerned, here again, we find that Surah Yunus is under consideration. The verse is 96. The words are, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ Kalimatu Rabbik. And the verse, the variation here is between singular and plural. The opposite is Inna Lazina Haqqat Alayhim Kalimatu Rabbik. So Kalimatu Rabbik and Kalimatu Rabbik is the difference, again, which is the difference between a singular noun and a plural noun. As far as the first of them is concerned, we find FD-2 and MQ-4 signifying that the Syrian Codex had this. And FD-2 signifying that the Iraqi Codex, on the other hand, had the singular version, which is Kalimatun. Now, the 50th variation, viewers, is concerned. This is found in the 27th surah of the Quran, and verse is 67. And here the words are Inna la mukhrajun, and the opposite words are Inna la mukhrajun. According to FD-2 and MQ-4, the former was the reading of the Syrian Codex, and according to FD-2, the Iraqi Codex, on the other hand, had the latter reading, which has Inna. Now, the 51st variation, viewers, is Alam yaral lazina kafaru. And this is according to the reading of the 30th verse of 21st surah, which is Surah Anbiya. And according to MQ-1 and MQ-3, this was the reading of the Meccan Codex. The variant in this regard is Avalam. So we had Alam in the first case, but here we have Avalam. And this, according to MQ-1, was the case with all except the Meccan Codex. Now, as far as the 52nd variation is concerned, according to MQ-1 and MQ-3, the Meccan Codex had wa nunzilul malaika, and this is the 25th verse of Surah Furqan. And opposite to that, we have wa nuzzilul malaika. So this is, according to MQ-1, the case with all except the Meccan codices. So the variation is nunzilul malaika, one variant, and the other is wa nuzzilul malaika. Now, the 53rd variation is regard is found in the 27th surah, and the verse is 21, and this is Aula Tiyannani, and Aulatiyannani is the first, which is according to MQ1 and MQ3, the reading of the Meccan Codex. And the variant in this regard is Aulayatiyannani. So Aulayatiyannani. So the first was Aulayatiyannani, which is the Meccan Codex as per MQ1 and MQ3. And this its variant is Aulayatiyannani. And MQ1 and MQ3 say that the first was the case with the Meccan Codex, and MQ1 says that all except the Meccan Codex had this. As far as the 54th variation is concerned, viewers, this is found in the 28th surah of the Quran, and the verse is 37. The words are Qala Musa Rabbi A'lamu. And in the variant we find Waqala Musa Rabbi. So again, here the difference is between Qala and Waqala. So there's a vav absent or present. This is the case of vav being present or absent. As far as the former is concerned, the vav is absent. MQ1 and MQ3 say that this was the case with the Meccan Codex. And MQ1 says that Waqala was the case with all except the Meccan Codex. Now, as far as the 55th variation is concerned, we find that MQ7 saying that the Syrian Codex had Tadri Tahtihal Anhar, which is the 7th surah, and the verse is 43. Now, the 56th variation in this regard is that the Syrian Codex, as per MQ7 and MQ8, say that the words were لَتَّخَزْتَ عَلَيْهِ. So again, we do not find any parallel variation in 55th and 56th variations, because just one variation is mentioned by these narratives. Now, as far as the 57th variation concerned, we find the words are is adbara, and this is specified by MQ7 to be the case for the Syrian Codex, and this occurs in the 33rd verse of Surah 74, which is Surah Muddassir. Now, as far as the 58th variation is concerned, again, we do not have a parallel, as it was the case of 57. We just have one variation, and that is Waqal al-Malik Ituni. And this is the case with the Madin Codex as per MQ7. As far as the 59th variation is concerned, again, we do not have any parallel to this. We just have one variation, and that is فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. And this is the previous one, would like to point out, was Surah Yusuf, and the verse was 54, and the one I am just talked about is Surah Nisa, and the verse is 171. And MQ7 says that this was the case of the Meccan Surah. And finally, viewers, we come to the 60th variation of this whole tabulation, and this is the final one. And this, as you can see from your screen, is found in Surah Zumar, which is the 39th Surah of the Quran, and the verse is 64. And here the words are Ta'murunani A'budu. And according to MQ1, this is the case for the Syrian Codex. However, the opposites, the variant in this regard is Ta'murunni Arbudu. And MQ1 says that all except the Syrian Codex had this. And MA16 says that the Syrian, the Hijazi, and the Iraqi codices had Ta'murunni Arbudu. So viewers, this completes our comprehensive survey of the variations which are found in these Usmanic copies. And as you can see, these variations, if you have tabulated them and scrutinized them, you can see that times the differences between just a waw, the presence of an absence of a waw, at times it is between qala and kul, at times it is between waw and a waw and a fa. But by and large, except for a few cases, you can see these variations are quite insignificant, but nonetheless they are there. And in the later talks, inshallah, we'll see how this data, which has just presented before you, which is basically a summary of the narratives in which this data has been presented. And as I said earlier on, it is found in the Kitab al-Masayif of Ibn Abi Dawud, Fazail al-Quran of Abu Ubaid, and then we had Al-Muqni of Ad-Dani. So these are the three books from which this data has been comprehensively extracted and presented before you. So now, inshallah, in the later talks, we shall see the questions which arise on the text and the chain of narration of the narratives which are presented in these books and which depict these variations. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.